Night of the Living Geek.
Welcome to this week's LHG podcast. For this week, I'm your host, Taylor Hoyt. Next to me is Jake. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. How about you?
I'm doing just dandy.
He's still jiggling.
Jake is the jiggle master. To his left, Connor. How are you doing, sir?
I don't really want that name, you know.
Well, it's too bad. You're stuck with it now.
Yeah, when we invent new nicknames on the fly, it's kind of you just got to roll with it. You know? So, sorry, man. So, yeah, what's up, dude? Connor here.
And rounding out the group, we've got Nick manning the station. Nick, how are you?
I am manning that station.
For those who don't know, we've got our little laptop and mixer board, so he's running it. And everybody thinks that's really funny for some reason. I don't know why. Caw. Was the caw that is what set you off?
All casual.
Just stop it.
Don't even care.
All right. So, so here's what we're going to be doing this week. We are going to be talking about the phenomenon that is Pokemon Go. We've got ourselves a fun little video game draft game, and then we're going to be bringing back Roll With It. An oldie but a goodie. We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, we said that for like the last few episodes, and we still haven't done it.
Well, we're actually going to do
it
this week.
This time.
There's just like literally nothing to talk about. There's no video game news.
Besides the giant mobile game monolith that is Pokemon Go right now.
That is true. So
I'm really glad I got out of the hospital just in time to get here. I was ran through traffic trying to get a Geodude. So, yeah.
So, who here has played Pokemon Go? I've played bits here and there.
I play Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Just to get the tense correct. Okay.
He's currently trying to catch a Jigglypuff right now to fit with his title, you know.
You just hear him shouting from across the room instead.
Would you prefer to catch a Wigglytuff?
I can't believe it took me like a full 3 seconds to get what you were going for there, but So anyways, Pokemon Go. Taylor, you play. Jake, you play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nick is mad at anyone who plays.
That's not.
I don't know that. That's my wild guess. That's my read.
That's your speculation.
Looking deep inside your soul, and I just see contempt.
Yes, whenever I see all these people having fun with this game, I'm like, you guys and your damn game.
How dare you have fun and be social?
I feel like you're joking, Nick, but I feel like that's not actually a joke. That's like that's realistically something that you would do.
You're like
no
55% kidding.
No.
That's, so what do you think about Pokemon Go?
Whatever. I have no feelings about it. I don't really care.
And no feelings about the people who play.
Completely neutral.
Well, remember, this is the man who renounced multiplayer games.
Denounced.
Despite.
You guys are never gonna let that go.
Well, despite
nope.
it's not
did,
letting it go,
you
it's,
did
it's
say
just
it,
it's
yeah.
what you know. That's what I mean. Unless you've changed your mind, Nick.
No.
Well, there you go.
Well,
but yeah. I'll share kind of my first experience with the game. So last weekend, I was in a downtown area with some friends getting dinner, and my friend was like, "Yeah, you should download it right now because we're at this bakery and they had free Wi-Fi." So I downloaded the game, and we were just walking around, and it was weird because literally, like, I felt like every single person in downtown had their phones out trying to catch Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been like at a Pokestop, which is like place like these landmarks all over town that you can collect items like Pokeballs or potions or revives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool. I mean, it's so fun to like walk around and catch them and then like try to take over gyms with your friends and stuff like that. It's mm-hmm. it's
so how much interaction do you actually have with like say like someone's walking past you playing Pokemon Go at the same time? Like, do you automatically have some kind of interaction, or is it just like you're all trying to do the same thing?
Well, I've struck up a lot of conversations with people, and also just like little things of you know, I think one of my favorite things was outside of GameStop, there was someone put a lure, which I guess if we're explaining how the game works, because you know, we're pretending like not everyone knows
all this stuff. So
you can put a lure on one of those Pokestops that he was talking about, and it makes it visible to everyone for 30 minutes as a place with a lure, which attracts Pokemon to the area. Yeah. So you hang out around there, and you'll get more Pokemon.
Right.
So there was one put on GameStop, which was a Pokestop, and
fitting.
Yeah, and so we had, there was like maybe a dozen people or so just kind of hanging out around GameStop, and you could tell they're all in their groups, they're all looking at their phones, they're playing Pokemon Go.
It's not hard to tell.
And so, and you know, it was just quiet for a little while, and I was like, hey, you know, guys, I caught a Pikachu like right on the other side of the parking lot, and everyone looks up and they're like, what? Really? And I'm like, they're like, where? And I'm like, right on the corner there. And they just, most of them just kind of run off to go catch it. And it's just like, and then they come back and they, you know, they're still just talking. We just kind of, it's just fun. It's this community kind of thing. Like, where it doesn't, you don't really need to introduce yourself as much as just acknowledge, okay, this is a person I'm really not going to create a friendship with, but it's someone we're just going to have a good time with right now. Like, we're just going to say hi.
Exactly. Until the team blood feuds begin.
Oh, my God,
and blood starts to spill in the streets.
All you nerds need to stay inside and play your video games.
Yeah, vitamin D is horrible for you. Do not listen to what you've been told. It's a lie.
Yeah. Why go outside and be social?
Me, personally,
just stay inside.
I'm not a Pokemon Go player, but I'm pretty, like, ambivalent about it. But I did decide that I'm going to sit this one out. When I was driving, and basically there's a car on my left and a pack of people on the sidewalk to my right, like walking and obviously playing, and the guy in the car to my left rolls his window down and goes, Pokemon, to the people on the street, and they all just turn to him and go, yeah. And I was just sitting there at the light and I just went, I think I'll sit this one out.
This feelings. Not something I want to introduce in my life
I'll
right now.
One from the sidelines. that's all I got on that.
But like Jake was saying, like I had a fun little interaction too. So where my apartment complex is, down the street there's a church that serves as an in-game gym. And so I went over there, and like the guy that was like the gym master, what do you call him?
Gym leader,
thank you. And it was a pretty low level, and so I beat him, and I took over the gym, so I was the gym leader.
He really upset?
They weren't there. So what happens is you take over the gym, and then you like leave your Pokemon there, and so people can challenge you whenever you feel like.
So do you leave your strongest, or do you leave like your middle strongest?
That's up to you.
You usually want to leave your strongest. The thing is, if you're going to fight a lot of gyms, you can't use that Pokemon for other gym fights.
Right.
So like usually you want to leave your strongest too. You want to lock it down though.
The strength of the Pokemon you leave is according to like how important that gym may be to you.
Yeah. The cool thing is that you can train at gyms and level them up, so you can have like six Pokemon from different trainers who can like of the same team. They can add their Pokemon to the roster. So if someone wants to fight that gym to beat it, they're going to have to go through all the Pokemon. So.
Okay.
But sorry, Taylor, what were you saying?
No, it was funny. So I took over the gym. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to walk home, and then I saw this couple walk up, and they were clearly playing, and I was like just being silly. I'm like, well, I'm the gym leader now, you have fun trying to beat me or something like that. And so I just watched him beat me, and it was fun. We were just chatting.
So I watched him beat me.
Well, because you can't like one-on-one fight. That's the one like thing I wish they could have in this game, is you can't one-on-one fight people. It's only like at these gyms.
You could just fight them with your fists.
I mean, I could.
You could have stopped them, Taylor.
I know, I'm like, ha, I'll knock your phone down.
You may have defeated my Pokemon at the gym, but you will never defeat my tiger style. Or Growlithe style?
Exactly, Growlithe. My Ponyta style.
I heard that Growliths are exceedingly popular for their common, or for how common they are and their strength.
Yeah, I see a lot of Growliths as like the main Pokemon. Yeah, or Arcanines. Yeah, they're taking over gyms. Right now, my strongest is Pidgeot, because I just catch so many damn Pidgeys. They're everywhere. And Rattatas and Spearows are like everywhere.
I just became annoyed from you just saying those names
and Zubats.
All in succession.
And Zubats. There's a lot of Zubats. But I've randomly, like, okay, so Jake, what would you say is your rarest Pokemon that you've caught so far or evolved into?
Well, a lot of them come from the eggs, because from some of the Pokestops you'll get an egg, and that's
you gotta walk it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to walk it to hatch it.
Just like the other games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's where you get like the rarest, because it doesn't matter your region or anything, because normally it's like, you know, our region just doesn't have, like, for instance, I've only found one like Doduo, right? But there's tons, I think, like in Arizona, that's their Pidgey. They just have tons of them. And so it's very different, but then the eggs, you know, you can get it from any region or anything. So I've actually caught like a lot of water Pokemon from those. I have like a Psyduck and a Staryu.
Cool.
I got a Magikarp the other day. Just
there you go.
That's at least something, I guess.
Can you raise them to evolve?
So that's actually my biggest problem with the game, is that if you catch, like, so for instance, I got my Psyduck, and I'm like, this guy is going to be my champion. Like, he's going to be the guy that just beats everyone.
And but, doesn't even know he's beating
right,
everyone.
Yeah. So the issue, though, is that I have this one Psyduck, and to increase their power, you have to use this Stardust. I think that's what it's called, Stardust?
Yeah.
Stardust.
Is that what it's called?
Quotes.
Anyway.
No, yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, so, Stardust.
So,
yeah,
so you get Stardust, and you get a ton of that in general. So you can use that, or you can save up, whatever. So that's not a problem. But then you also need, to power him up or to evolve him, you need Psyduck candy. And you get some of that from when you hatch the egg with them in it. So I had, like, 10, right? But it takes one every time you want to power him up, and it takes like 25 to evolve him, and that's it though. You can only get candy when you get them, so
you have to keep getting more.
I have to catch more Psyducks, yeah, or right. And I'm like, I can't. That was from an egg. Mm-hmm. It was a freak, like, incident of me getting him. So there's no way that
just
I'm gonna
geographically, like, hamstring.
I literally just can't evolve him, and that's what's annoying. It doesn't matter how many fights I use him in. It doesn't matter what. It's just I need the Psyduck candy, and there's no other way to get it other than catching more Psyducks.
So you're telling me that to catch them all and become the Pokemon Master, you're gonna need a helicopter.
You have to catch them all like 100 times.
Yeah. I see what you're
saying.
And
it's just frustrating because it's like I would love to play Pokemon, raise this guy and make him badass, but there's no way to do that without catching
totally
tons of them.
Different experience.
And the issue is that if I catch another one at the level that I'm at now, it'll probably be stronger than the one that I've already spent all this candy powering up anyway. So it's kind of the system's a little bit janky. It's definitely, I mean,
flawed.
It's
super early.
Yeah, it's really, really early, and I think there's going to be a lot of polishing in the months to come.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, they're going to try to add fighting to it as well.
And
that's
trading.
A perfect segue, because I wanted to ask, like, more kind of on the macro side, like, how long do you think this keeps up at this pace, or do you think it crescendos upward, or you think it tapers off? Because this is like a social, like, phenomenon right now.
I think it all depends on the updates. Like, I was talking to a guy at Apple, and he was basically saying, like, as soon as, like, users start to dip or interest starts to dip, that's when you put an update for, like, battles or tournaments or something like that.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking, too, like, they have, I don't know how many Pokemon are in the final complete Pokedex, but, like, there's tons of generations for them to
be
like, oh, now Generation 2 is in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. And all the people who only played the first 150, their interest might be sparked to be like, oh, wow, these Pokemon that I thought were super lame are actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they'll get more into Pokemon.
And so
like
that's kind of the thing, is there's definitely tons to add. This feels like, you know, the skeleton of the bare bones of the game. You know, like it's really, really basic. But it's fun. It's fun going around catching them. It's a good feeling when you can get this new one. You're like, add it to my Pokedex.
Right.
Like, but that's honestly at this point, the raising the Pokemon, making them stronger, even the gyms to a certain extent, it's not very developed. It's not very fun. It's an okay goal, but the biggest thing right now, the best way you're gonna have fun with it is just wanting to catch them. It's just a collection game.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy to me is that even though it is so bare bones right now, like, it's just like fiercely popular.
Yeah.
You know, it's like totally ubiquitous. You can't escape it. Like, I almost said these people are everywhere.
I think the people that you see everywhere, those people are going to taper off in a couple weeks.
A little more like hardcore.
The next fad will come and they'll go to that. I think the Pokemon, like us, we grew up with Pokemon. Those people will stay with it.
That makes me think of something else entirely. Like, the imitators will now be lining up big time to do all kinds of altered reality stuff.
Well,
to cash in on
the issue is that it's, you know, actually one thing I really like about this is that let's take a look at Flappy Bird, right? That took everything by storm, like, what, 3 years ago. I mean, everything was Flappy Bird. It was so popular.
I still don't know why
and
it got popular.
I don't know either. But
it got popular because of PewDiePie. He made a video about it, and that was it.
Did he?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, well, that's annoying. I actually enjoyed it. It was a fun little stupid thing, but
actually,
I'm not going to be...
It became
I
kind of
didn't hear anything about this phenomenon.
Oh, it's a mobile game where you just get... You're flying a bird. Every time you tap the screen, your bird flaps, and he gets a little bit higher, and you have to go between a bunch of little pipes, and it's...
Oh, so you mean that Flash game that already existed in, like, 800 different iterations?
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
So
that's exactly it. So Flappy Bird came out. It got really popular, and they literally thousands... And I'm actually not exaggerating. Thousands of imitators. They're still coming out.
Splashy Fish
was
my
favorite. All of these stupid clone games. And the thing is that it was very accessible to clone, right? With Pokemon Go, there's no... I mean, there's no... You're not just going to see just a random, like, oh, okay, it's Digimon Go, or it's going to be some random thing, because
then
the
people
technology...
People will be like, oh, you're just biting off Pokemon Go or something.
People would say that no matter what, but I mean, there's no way that it can happen, because the technology... I mean, the technology of the geolocation kind of stuff with Pokemon Go, that's not something you can just kind of make overnight. That's not something...
It's a huge project.
Yeah, it's like an imitator can't just go like, okay, I'll just make this in a week.
Well, but there has to be other, like, big-budget imitators. I mean, I just can't see there, like, other people
honestly,
not trying
there
to...
Honestly, really aren't...
they just don't have the firepower, or what?
Because the only game really like it was called Ingress, and that was made by Niantic, the people who made Pokemon Go. Hmm. Pokemon Go is honestly, it's just a mod of Ingress.
Yep.
It's got the same, like, because Ingress had these things called portals, which are the Pokemon stops, or the Pokestops we know now, and the gyms, and it's literally in the same locations. So they just took the portals and made them Pokestops or gyms. They figured out the locations of, like, you know, water spawns water Pokemon, you know, desert spawn like, you know, ground Pokemon, but it's just kind of like a mod of Ingress.
What a lucrative mod.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing, is that it's like, it really but there really aren't any other games like it. If you wanted a geolocation game, it was Ingress. Mm-hmm. And now it's Pokemon Go. So it's just, it's, there's nothing else like
and
it.
And now they're raking in the dough.
So you're not going to have any imitators.
They're standing on the AR corner by themselves.
Yeah. There's no one else that even can join them, at least not for a while. I mean, there's
sure.
like
yeah,
for
that,
a
that
while.
Yeah, that has to change. Just because people in positions of business power will see this and be like, we're getting in on this no matter what. We will afford the resources.
I think it's just going to be too late, though, regardless. Right. I mean, like, because people will play a Flappy Bird clone, especially because, you know, Flappy Bird is taken off the store, and even then, it's almost like different themes to the same game. I mean, all these clones do play exactly like it. There's no difference in gameplay. So, a lot of people are going to say, I like this skin better. That's funny. Oh, it's got, like, a flying Shaquille O'Neal head going between hoops.
Actually, I'm listening.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, you know, and people are just like, okay, that's fun. But Pokemon Go, people aren't, I don't think people are going to accept an imitator, even if one were to come out.
Okay, so, interesting.
You're asking about if it plateaus, though.
I guess more like as players, like what do you see coming next? Do you think the expansion material they come with will, like, bring in more people, or will it make it kind of more niche where there'll be less players but they're more hardcore? Or
I'm thinking that it's going to plateau really soon here. Like, it's pretty much it's right, like, at the top right now already. Mm-hmm. So it's going to start a slow decline, and I think there's definitely going to be a couple updates that come out that are going to reinvigorate it. But then with Pokemon Sun and Moon,
that'll be really interesting to see what happens when that comes out.
I think Pokemon Go is going to take a huge hit because I think honestly Pokemon Sun and Moon sales
are going to
be crazy. Yeah. I think they're going to be absolutely crazy.
And what's crazy is a bunch of people are going to be buying
synergy.
A bunch of people are going to be buying 3DSs too.
Oh, totally. You know? Well, or the two, you know, they've got, hey, you don't need a 3DS. You can just buy this, like, $80 2DS now.
The gaming square.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Toast.
Like,
yeah, that piece of toast.
Know, everything is set up for Nintendo to rake in serious cash.
Well, hey, I mean, they needed this, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, big time.
Yeah. I mean, they're still apparently not in danger of going out of business somehow.
Right, that's not my worry, but it's like
I don't know how,
their reputation has kind of been tarnished
as the
just
Wii U,
like, this bulletproof, like, totally unique gaming giant. But this is, like, totally them coming back just like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, like, we are back.
We always knew that their foray into the mobile gaming market would be successful.
But this has nothing to do with Nintendo.
Yes, it does.
This game is made by Pokemon Company and whatever. Nintendo.
But Nintendo are going to be the ones who are reaping, you know.
Yeah, they're reaping the benefits.
Reaping the harvest.
But it's funny because Nintendo didn't have, like, any aspect.
But they said, here's the license, do something.
Yeah,
like, they licensed that Pokemon,
basically.
We can provide
you with people who know what this IP is already and like it. So you do a thing, or, you know, you package it up nicely, and then the consumer base will be there for you,
but let's
because
be honest,
of us.
Half of Nintendo's games, when they come out, and I don't mean half of, like, the... Sorry, I mean, when a Nintendo game comes out, half of it is development skill and, like, what they put into it. The other half is just that it's their IP.
Right.
So giving their IP out is a big thing, even if that's all they do. Even if they just say, okay, this mobile company can do it, it's huge. And even when they did step in to develop some stuff, like with Miitomo, I mean, it actually still worked really well. No, people really liked it.
Yeah, the problem is there
were just no updates.
It wasn't much of a game.
They kind of just threw it off to the side, which is really weird. I feel like they had a good... fan base. They had a good
I think it was just a testing ground for future games, honestly. You know, like, okay, like, here's what how mobile works. Here's how we can gather information. Because I've heard that they're in development of a Fire Emblem and an Animal Crossing mobile game.
They are.
And I feel like Animal Crossing of the two has the most potential to be huge.
Totally.
Because, I mean, the 3DS version sells way better than Fire Emblem, as much as we like strategy RPGs and stuff like that. But I feel like, yeah, you know, updating your home, your town, like, you just... Because Animal Crossing is a game that you can't marathon anyway. You can only play, like, so much per day and then turn it
basically
off.
Basically built you can't. For mobile.
Maybe you can't marathon.
It's not meant to be played that way, from what I understand. I've never played one,
like,
so...
like, the hell with that.
No, I honestly think that it... I wouldn't say it's meant to be played either way. I think that it just... It really suits small sessions, and it also suits long sessions. But the point is that it's really accessible to quick, like, 10-minute plays.
That's why. That's why I think if they do it correctly, the new Animal Crossing might as be.
Oh yeah, well, make it free, and then the microtransactions are like decorating your house and stuff. Like, it'll be insane.
I think the recognizability and familiarity of Pokemon is what made it so huge, and I don't think Animal Crossing has anything close to that.
I don't think it'll be as big as Pokemon Go.
Not.
I see that as an impossibility.
Literally, nothing has been as popular as Pokemon Go.
I heard
that the daily active users. It has the record now for like 25 million, which was beat Candy Crush, beat Clash of Clans, all that stuff.
I would not be surprised if Pokemon Go was getting more user traffic than like number one like porn sites.
I'm sure.
Because usually those like dominate web traffic, right? If like you look at the numbers.
Oh, yeah. So. They were saying it even surpasses, you know, Twitter, which is kind of nuts.
That's crazy. But I bet you anything that Nintendo saw the Pokemon Go and they're probably thinking, oh, this is not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything that well. It's not going to be that popular.
Well, they couldn't have foreseen, I mean, this.
Yeah, who could have, right? Yeah. But anyway, is there anything else we want to touch on with Pokemon Go, or shall we...
I mean, we could talk about like more like kind of like the social, you know, like side of it, but mm-hmm. I think that gets away from like LHG, so, you know, what we're about. So I'd say, yeah, that's,
being
that
social
covers it.
Yeah, we don't like... Who wants to be social?
Well, I mean, you know, like the more real-life implications, you know, like... Are people, because there's tons of people who are like backlashing against this, like, you losers, go like go back in your house, you know, stop walking around running into traffic.
Oh my god.
And then there's like the people who play Pokemon Go who like backlash against the backlash, and they're like, you just hate people who, you know, want to be social and go outside and play games and blah blah blah. And it's like, I don't know what's more like drastic and angry, like the original backlash or the backlash against the backlash. It's like, But one thing I've noticed that's just really funny is that, like, something about Pokemon Go gets people really fired up. Like, some people like really can't stand and get really mad about it. And it's like,
you could see
where they're coming from when there's, like, you know, mobs of people, you know, clogging up the streets with their holding a glowing screen to their face.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's nothing to, like, lambaste people about or, you know, hate people about or get mad about. So it's like, it's just, like, what is it about Pokemon Go or like a social movement.
I mean, it pretty much is.
Let's just point out how ridiculous that sounds. But like a social event, like, what about it pisses people off so much? You know, when they're not playing it.
It's just the people that hate things that are popular, honestly. And
just like iconoclasm.
I get that. Yeah, and I get that. It's just that it's, you know, you have to be smart about it. You can't just hate every single thing that's popular. You have to, you know, just
gotta pick your battles.
don't go hating on people playing Pokemon Go.
No,
legitimately, it is pretty good for people. People are getting out and about. They're talking. They're walking.
Totally.
It's good. It's a fad. Just let it pass if you don't like it, and then just be done with it.
I think part of it is people get annoyed just because they have to hear about it so much.
Yeah,
you know, like especially on social media, like because like, you know, memes are like, you know, kind of like how people in our generation almost like communicate thoughts and ideas in a way.
Yeah,
it's and it's
gross.
Like now like the meme. Yeah, it is gross, but you know, whatever, it is what it is. And the meme market is now like 80% Pokemon Go memes, you know, and it's like just flooding everywhere. I can see how someone would just be like, enough already.
It's huge though. I mean, it's absolutely huge. It's become more popular than Twitter, more popular than Tinder and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most downloaded, highest grossing right now. It beat out Mobile Strike, which is actually doing really well on microtransactions, and so it's highest grossing again. That's making more money than Mobile Strike, which is really actually pretty impressive.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is dismayed by this news.
Mobile Strike,
what a stupid game.
Build your base. Wait 5 hours to build it.
Yep.
I guess one last thing on this is like, I saw a pretty funny comment that I think sums up how it feels. It's like this one guy was like, if you're annoyed by hearing so much about Pokemon Go, like this is what it's been like to be a sports fan for the past 30 years of my life. Except I do have to say, sports have never been talked about as much as this has, I think.
Right.
But I could be wrong, but that's my read.
Yeah, not quite this bad, because there's so many like different pockets of sports, you know?
Right.
Nothing like reaches a fever pitch quite like
and
this.
Plus, like usually moments where sports are being discussed really like really prevalently in like national discussion is like when it's like the big game.
Yeah.
And then it lasts for like a day or two.
Yeah,
you know, and
exactly.
Then kind of tapers off. But this, it's just been a solid block of Pokemon Go consumption for everybody, whether you played or not.
Right, right.
But that's probably enough on that. I feel like that was
a
good chat.
So, yeah, so I've got a fun little game that I'm going to try my best to introduce.
I'm thinking, hold on.
Okay.
I'm just going to interrupt you here real quick.
Sure.
We were talking about what order we go in.
Yeah.
That could be decided by playing our other game first, because this one's a nice, easy one to play. We get, maybe it couldn't be decided.
Because you can't really win.
I didn't think about that.
Well, I'm just saying we roll. So we have two D20s here. So we each roll, you know, a D20, and then like it goes highest to lowest, I think it would be pretty easy.
Yeah. Fair
cool.
Enough.
All right.
So I guess I'll
go ahead and explain
Taylor's
the game
go first.
Before we roll, basically, this game
is I'm borrowing this idea from a channel called Sifted Games.
stealing,
whatever. But they do it for the entire year, which makes it a little bit more interesting because you don't know if games will get delayed. So I feel like all the games, let me actually introduce the idea. So the idea is that we each will pick a game, right? And based on what its Metacritic score is, like we're going to add up all the games we pick and add up their scores at the end of the year and see
games that haven't been released yet.
Correct. Yeah. So and then we'll add up our scores at the end of the year. And it's, the idea is you could pick like some really random JRPG that you know will review well, or a big AAA game or some little indie game, but you know, those are the risks you take.
So to be clear, we're not picking our favorites. We're not picking.
No,
we're picking the games that we believe are going to score the highest of the Metacritic score, which is a score that's aggregated from multiple different ratings.
Right.
You got to think of the industry, what's popular.
Right,
what's
right. So you have to predict what the people will think, not necessarily what
you're
still
going to pick some of my favorites.
All right.
Yeah, when you hear mine, you know, same here, trust me.
That's up to you.
Bias is real.
So we all will have three picks, and then we're going to roll to see who goes first, and we'll go from there. So here's my roll.
We'll go clockwise?
I mean, yeah, we'll roll clockwise.
Whichever way Nick goes last.
All right, so I have a 9.
Eight for Jake. For
seven.
Me, 6. All right.
And for Nick?
1. All right. Well, it goes in this order anyway. All right.
Cool. Wow.
That's funny.
Descending dice rolls.
I wasn't anticipating necessarily going first. All right. I think this is a pretty safe bet, but for my first pick, I'm going to pick Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Dang it.
you're the worst.
That was on all of our short lists.
Yep.
But
not
hey,
mine.
So who knows? Pokemon, maybe the increased popularity of the game, like because of all this Pokemon Go exposure, will drag down the scores because it's so overhyped.
That could be.
That's true.
That
could
well
be.
Can.
Like,
I mean,
you know,
that's totally not going to happen, but it could be. Yeah.
Hey, it could be.
I'm going to pick Pokemon Sun or Moon, whichever one Taylor
No, it's the same game.
Dude, so much respect for that gamesmanship right there.
No, you can't. So Pokemon...
I'm kidding,
okay,
I love
okay.
where his head's at.
I will pick No Man's Sky.
Oh, that's risky.
Yeah,
all
I feel
right.
like that could crash and burn.
No, I think it's going to blast off.
Okay.
All right, so then it goes to me.
It does.
Well, I'm going to count on the amazing reputation of this franchise, and I'm going to say Final Fantasy 15.
Ooh, okay.
I know this one could crash and burn too, but I feel like people who review this game could be so happy that a new Final Fantasy is out. Even if the game is half decent, it'll get great scores.
Yeah,
I feel like it's almost sacrilegious for many to like give a really bad grade to Final Fantasy, unless it's a piece of crap.
Obviously. Yeah, I think fans are like definitely ready for it to come back. But I think this could either be like, you know, sitting in around the 70s, or it could be like a 90s type of game. It totally...
You got to roll the dice, man.
Yeah, that's the part of the risk taking. So Nick, what is your first round pick?
All right, so I'm going to pick one out of left field.
Okay.
This game was super popular last time it came out.
Uh-huh.
And this one's improving on it a
if
lot.
If you steal this from me,
okay, don't steal it.
Don't
do it. You're going to steal mine, aren't you?
And I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it?
And I'm going to pick Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2.
Ooh, okay.
I think the one I was thinking about.
I think everyone's just like, you didn't pick the good one.
It is on my list, though.
Yeah.
It is on my list.
Did that review well? I totally don't remember.
Yeah, it reviewed because everyone was like super like surprised by how good it was.
That there was like a good Dragon Ball Z game.
Okay, so all right, so
round two.
All right, round two. This one, I think.
Sorry. On the fly suggestion for structure here, like a regular Serpentine draft. You want to go reverse order for second round? And
no,
then
absolutely not.
No,
it's worth a try. I'm trying to throw myself a bone here.
Nope, absolutely.
You'd be the same position either way.
No, I'd go third this way and second that way.
Oh, because it would start with Nick. Yeah. I see. All
right, so I'll go again.
Nope. None of this.
All right.
I had to try.
All right, so this, I think this is a series that typically reviews well, and I don't play this series, but I think it's popular and I think it's going to review well. I'm going to pick Civilization VI.
Oh, and Ben Moore was saying very, very nice things about this upcoming game. So
yeah,
he's a Civ junkie, so I trust his judgment.
All right. I'm gonna go with South Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The fractured, but whole.
Nice,
but whole.
Fractured but whole.
Okay, I dig that. That one will certainly be popular with the people, but what will the reviewers think?
Yeah, they might say this is just the same thing as last game. Whatever.
Yeah,
I
think they'll say this is just like last game, and
even better.
It's been improved on everything, and it's
there
perfect.
There you go.
10.1
out of 10.
I don't know if that... Never mind.
It does. it does.
Well,
all right, Connor.
I have a couple sleepers here.
Okay.
I have a couple sleepers, but I'm going to save those for round three because I don't think you guys are going to pick them.
Okay.
So,
same. I'm like saving my best one for the last round because I'm just counting on it.
That's the thing is that there's so many games to choose from. Like,
there's a lot, yeah.
But I'm picking with my heart with this one. Okay. Right when I say that, you guys probably know exactly what I'm going to say.
Mm.
But I think this is a game that, like, as far as production value, has no equal. And it is World of Warcraft Legion.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
going
to get great reviews.
Okay.
I think it's
cool.
Going to bring a ton of people back into the game.
Cool.
Yep, that's my pick.
World of Warcraft Legion, I like it. All right, Nick's going to pick some weird...
All right, so...
nobody's ever heard of...
Mech this- Warrior...
So the first one was also very popular,
uh-huh.
And this one's coming out soon.
Don't
it's a strategy
me.
RPG, and it's called Banner Saga 2.
Isn't that out?
That's out already.
Is it?
That's been out for a long time.
It says right here it's coming out. That's fine.
For a specific console.
For to port.
Whatever. Okay.
My next one
is going to be Monster Hunter Generations.
Okay.
Cool.
That's
right.
Also been out for like 3 months, dude.
Yeah, in Japan.
Just messing. I just wanted to see if you'd fall for it.
Wait, if it is out in Japan, is that...
No.
No, it doesn't count.
Well, yeah. If reviews
no.
are out...
There's no reviews for it.
Reviews
could be drastically
yeah,
different.
Reviews could vary wildly from Japan to America.
Okay.
So I feel right. like that's... No, I wouldn't pick based on what Japan thinks about it.
Okay, cool.
All right, so do we want to make it 4 picks? Or do you want to just...
3 is good with me. I mean,
I don't care.
You're the commissioner here.
I don't care either way.
You're the commissioner.
I guess I'm just having fun with this. I want to keep the good times rolling.
All right, let's do 4.
5 picks. 10 picks.
100 picks. No.
Pick until we all die of starvation.
All right, we'll do one more. We'll do 4 each.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, so next up, there is... I think this is a pretty safe pick because the first one reviewed well and sold well. I think people are pretty excited about it. But I'm going to pick Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Okay, cool.
It's definitely a cult classic series. But that is one of those games that I feel like always gets a good score, even if it's not like wildly popular flying off the shelves, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, Jake with his third round pick.
I'm picking with my heart here as well.
Oh, boy.
Guys, going with Destiny Rise of Iron.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just going to be a home run. I really can't imagine.
Well, I think the people that are going to review it are probably going to be people that are Destiny fans.
Right.
And if it's a good expansion, then that just means great reviews.
Right.
It's been a while since there's been a Destiny expansion, if I'm not mistaken,
I think there's going to be one a year is their plan. There's going to be the first 3 years, it's going to be the first game, and then an expansion, then another expansion. On the fourth year, it'll be Destiny 2, and then probably two expansions, and then on the seventh year, it'll be Destiny 3, and then probably three expansions to finish it out.
Right.
Because it's going to be a 10-year thing, right?
Totally forgot about that timeline that they had.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting concept.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yep, there we go. Right. Destiny Rise of Iron.
Condor, what is your third round pick?
Let me think, because I had a strategy kind of going with the three picks. And
I threw you off, sorry.
No, it's good. I still think my sleepers are going to be on the board, so I'm saving that for my fourth pick.
Okay.
So with my third, I'm going to go with a game that is hugely popular and a lot of times gets a lot of smack talked about it. But from what I saw from the E3 trailer, I think this could really be a great game that gets great reviews.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Call of Duty. Okay. Infinite Warfare.
That was a really
impressive
trailer.
That was one
trailer.
Of the awesome, most awesome trailers from E3.
Such a great E3 moment, too, where we're all just like, this Call of Duty? Holy crap! Like,
exactly.
Yeah, we were all like blown away, which is weird.
I'm banking on that turning into some favorable reviews.
Is this Valkyrie?
And maybe it'll get some extra love because it's rising above, or it's kind of separating itself from a Call of Duty franchise that can kind of be samey and forgettable.
Absolutely.
So, might get some extra love if it rises above that.
All right. Nikolai, your third round pick, sir.
We select DeForest Buckner out of Washington State.
All right. So I'm going to be swinging at a curveball here.
Oh, okay.
You know what usually happens when you do that, right?
If it's floating, you usually hit it out of the park, or if it's a bad.
Well, he's been throwing that breaking ball pretty tight tonight, so you better watch your ass.
I know. This is why I'm taking a risk.
Okay. Sometimes you got to take risks.
Yes.
Sometimes they pay off.
So this game could be really big.
Because
of all the improvements they've made, or it could fall flat because of its past.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Titanfall 2.
I knew. I was curious if someone's going to pick that. I thought about it, and I said, I'm staying away from that. Because
now they've got the campaign and all that. Yeah, they're really...
But can't you see the tagline for a review saying, finally, the franchise gets the attention it deserved? It being like a 10.
It finally has all the content it needs.
I can totally see that.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll just have to live with that because I wasn't going to take that risk. So we'll let this jabroni over here do it.
All right.
So
he's good at hidden curveballs, so.
Okay.
I'd love to see that. Go ahead, Taylor.
So I feel like my first three picks have been pretty safe. I'm going to pick something that I think is kind of risky. Again, this is one of those risky picks. It could either be hanging around the low sevens or it could be like a really high mid-90s. I'm going to pick The Last Guardian.
God.
Another
damn
one.
You.
I was just waiting till someone
God,
took that.
That's
super risky.
It is.
I'm kind of surprised that's around in the last round.
Oh, well, I think it's because it's risky. Like, I think
there's
a potential for it to be amazing, but then it's also like we've been waiting for this game forever. Can it live up to the hype?
It's going
to
be really hard to live
up to. Do you think it's
hype?
One of those games that could get like bad reviews and good reviews?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then it might settle right
more drastically than normal.
Potentially. I think it's, a very subjective, kind of weird type of game. So
I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it.
Oh, me
sure.
too. I'll be there day one. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be like disappointed because they thought it was going to be amazing because of all the hype they heard.
Right.
So
Or it could, it could be amazing and it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So since you took my fourth pick away from me, Taylor.
Sorry.
I guess I'm going to go with Battlefield 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a solid pick.
Get some points at the end.
You son of a bitch.
Supplement.
Get some World War One boost there.
Yep, exactly.
No, that's... I could see that game getting fantastic reviews. I mean, the demo that they had at E3 was pretty outstanding. So
this is what I'd call a value pick.
And Snoop Dogg likes it, so...
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah, he was rocking in that demo.
I'm going to twist me up a doobie just to celebrate him being a Battlefield 1
fan.
Just
running into the wall.
You guys trying to torque a chundle?
All right.
Anyway, so that's over to me.
Yes. All right, Connor, your last pick of the draft.
So this one, I'm tying on the blindfold and throwing a dart at the dartboard without looking.
Okay.
Picking with my gut. This is just a game that I feel like is very strange that I don't know a ton about, but I feel like it has a big following. Maybe that'll translate into some great reviews. I'm going with Yo-Kai Watch 2.
Ooh, wow.
I know that
was
insanely popular in Japan. I'm thinking maybe this is where it breaks through. Or even if it, even if it doesn't sell really well and get really popular over here, maybe it's just a game that'll review well. So this one is kind of just roll the dice.
Okay. I've heard that the second one was a lot better than the first, so hopefully it pays off. All right, Nick, you have the final pick of the draft, Mr. Right. Irrelevant, as they call it in the NFL. All
How
right.
appropriate.
So, going with this amazing game, it's going to be unbelievable.
Okay.
Sonic Boom. I'm struggling.
All right, we have it for
Metroid Prime Federation Force. Oh
my God. It is going to be the best game.
Just hearing that name just pisses me off now. I'm just like,
by the way, that fart noise was accompanied with a thumbs down.
All right, so actually, I'm going to go with an easy one here.
Okay.
I think I'm safe. It's always a solid game. Forza Horizon 3.
Okay, okay. Cool. I think that's a pretty safe pick.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be a hit among the simulator buffs, but I mean, those are the ones that are going to be reviewing it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
So, smart.
It's taken.
All right.
Hopefully.
That's probably one of the more savvy picks of this whole thing,
yeah,
actually.
Totally.
All right, so let me just finalize the list, and I'll read them
small,
off
loyal
one
crowd.
More time.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
definitely.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
My Gran Banner Saga 2.
Same thing.
So, starting with me, I picked Pokemon Sun and Moon, Civilization 6, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, and The Last Guardian.
I think that last
that's a lot of big
titles,
man.
They are. I was really trying to find some indie games, but I'm like, I don't really know of any indie games that are coming out this year, so.
My chasm.
Oh, Chasm would be great. Jake, he's got No Man's Sky, South Park, The Fractured But Whole, Destiny, Rise of Iron, and Battlefield 1.
Dude, every single one of those picks is, like, scary.
Yeah, props to the South Park guys, by the way. Just for every time that game name is said, me and Jake still chuckle.
Yep. It's like,
it's so ridiculous.
We are 5 years old.
It's like the new age 69. It's just like,
all right, Connor.
But hang on. Just yesterday, we got sushi, and on the sushi menu, you know there's a lot of times a 49er roll?
Yeah.
There's a 69er roll on the sushi menu, and I was like,
what?
Is that just a typo? Or are you guys trying to be really cheeky or something? So naturally, I ordered it. But now, yeah, continue.
All right, with Connor's picks, Final Fantasy 15, World of Warcraft Legion, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, and Yo-Kai Watch 2.
Three big titles and then a
And then
Yo-Kai
Watch 2.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes those like weird JRPGs are like potentially the safest picks because it's going to be those weird, you know, people that review all the JRPGs and they will typically, you know, review them high if they like them. So
Cory in the House, you know, all those, these random little things.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's all the scores aggregated together, so it's like such
it's
an interesting yeah. such
but,
an interesting
but Cory
dynamic.
In the House, that was or Cory in the House. Reviewed so well, and that's infamous for being like a what kind of game.
It was like
a stupid little Disney Channel DS game that reviewed like super well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
it's like Cory in the House.
What's Cory in the House? What's that? Oh, Cory in the House.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. And then Nick. And rounding out, we've got Nick with Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Monster Hunter Generations, Titanfall 2, and Forza Horizon 3. So,
a couple risk picks in there, but some really solid ones too.
Mm-hmm. So as these games come out, we'll have to start keeping track of, you know, adding the scores to our list, and
we're gonna
see how it plays
Metacritic
out.
Kind of evolves as reviews come out.
So it'll be the final Metacritic at the end of the year.
Okay.
So it'll be fun actually to kind of check in on some of these after they come out and monitor how the reviews do and see if it falls for or rises from there.
Yeah, because it'll be really interesting. Replay value is going to take a huge, because a lot of reviews, individual reviews, don't take into account replay value. Mm. But the Metacritic review, once we wait till the end of the year, if they've come out early enough, will take into account replay value because it'll have all of these reviews over time.
That's an interesting point because replay value is something that's really, really difficult to like ascertain whether a game has it or not from like before until it's out.
Right.
Until
right.
Playing.
Yeah.
But all right. What does the winner get?
Ooh.
Maybe the three losers should have to do something. Maybe.
We'll determine that over time. Leave some suggestions in the comments or hit us up on Twitter if you've got any ideas for what that may or may not be.
Something vile or humiliating or something.
Something legal.
Something more than likely like buying lunch.
Something
I was
going
to say, buying lunch sounds easy.
No, I was thinking more of you have to catch a Pidgey while you're like standing in the freeway or something. But, you know, we'll brainstorm.
All right.
Squad.
So to round out the podcast, we are going to end with Roll With It. So if you guys aren't familiar with this game, it's basically a game where we roll two d20s, and each dice is designated a genre and a what's the other one?
It's a genre and then the award that that is being given.
That's right. So it's like worst, best action game, blah 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 blah.
Okay, right. So we have to come up with an answer based on the modifiers that we roll.
Correct. So we'll,
which can be pretty difficult if you get some weird ones.
Yeah, like it's, we always kind of come up short when it comes to MOBAs and stuff like that. So,
if we want, we could give this some rules depending on how much time we have. We could. Okay, so then why don't we make it something like we each get, if we can't come up with an answer, within a reasonable amount of time, you know, give it like a minute. You know, there's still, you've got time to think, right? But you know, within a reasonable
keep
amount of time,
moving.
Yeah. Then if you can't come up with an answer three times, you're out. Okay, but you also get three skips that you can use overall. I think that's a pretty good thing. And just be like, nope, not
skips.
Doing this. Yeah, and then last one standing wins.
Okay,
how's that sound?
All right,
sure. We've got plenty of time, so we can definitely keep this going for a little while.
Should we?
Let's do it.
Should we keep this going in the same order that we were? So it would be
sure.
Taylor, me, Connor, Nick, because then that means that
you
actually have a better chance of winning.
Reverse it?
All right,
no, because you have a better chance of winning if you're later.
Okay. They just want to hear my opinions.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
Well, I mean, can you blame me?
No.
So then, Taylor, we're going to assign the green die as the genre and the red die as the award being given, and I will read out what the dice mean. So tell me the numbers once they're rolled. Genre first. Oh, no, I guess we'll do... Let's see. Let's read the red first, the award first, and then the green. So tell me those numbers in red, then green order.
All right, we've got 18 for red and 4 for green.
Okay, we have... Man, these kind of suck. I keep forgetting. But it's okay. Worst downloadable content for a racing game.
Okay.
Technically, Rocket League is a racing game,
yeah,
right?
I was thinking my mind immediately went to Rocket League.
Rocket League is not a racing game. You're just driving.
I could
It's true.
You have
actually,
to race to the ball.
No, but you're not. You're really not racing at all. You're right. You're just in
it's
cars.
More of a sports game.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's not racing. Yeah, good point, Nick.
Okay.
Drive
Laying
club.
Down the law.
Worst downloadable content in a driving game. I don't play a lot of driving games, or really any. So I'm trying to think of what some downloadable content would be. So we get
three skips.
And if you run out of skips, you're out? Is that it?
No, it's just if you can't answer three times, you're out.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll.
You're going to re-roll?
For the genre.
You can re-roll both if you want.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, or you can lock one in
that's
and just
a skip,
re-roll.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be a skip. But yeah, it's
I actually
can,
don't mind
you can
the...
keep one if you want.
I don't mind the award. I just don't know anything about racing games.
Okay.
So.
Worst downloadable content in...
18.
A sandbox game. That's pretty easy because that's a pretty fluid genre.
Okay, I think I would say the worst is technically the first DLC ever, and I'm gonna go with Horse Armor for it. Morrowind or
that was for
Oblivion.
Horse
that was
armor.
That was
horse
the armor. You know that was the beginning of DLC, and it's just like really horse
that,
armor.
By the way, provides no defensive benefits whatsoever.
It's all aesthetic,
completely cosmetic.
So you know, I will be honest though, it gets so much flack, but.
So
think
cool.
Think about all the cosmetic DLC that's out now. I mean, I paid. It was like a dollar, right? Or was it a couple dollars? I paid a couple dollars, and my horses bucks. Looked awesome. I was happy with it. All right, just to
each
throw
his
my
own.
Defense out there.
Who used horses? I just used fast travel the entire time.
Oh,
yeah, but what about when you're going a place they haven't been before?
It's a run. It's fun.
Use a horse. Go get there twice as fast. Genius.
To steal the horse.
Idiot.
Oh my god.
All right, anyway, so...
I was like, rogue.
You're fired, all right. Nick.
Then for me. Oh, boy. Thank you. If it's bad, it's Connor's fault. Okay. It is
worst
best...
to live by.
All right, so it is the best MMO. That's it. Best in category.
Wow.
Massively multiplayer online game.
Okay.
I got pretty lucky here.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, the number one on the red dice and the number... 11 on the red die is really good because it's best in category or worst in category. So, let's see. Massively multiplayer online game. So it's not really an RPG, right? I don't know.
It can be an RPG.
It can be, but it's not. It's not necessarily an MMORPG.
Mag.
Massively multiplayer online game. What?
I think somebody's what? Trying to give you
W-O-4? What?
What could you possibly be trying to imply with a
World of Tanks? World of Tanks!
I heard that's pretty good.
World of War?
Yeah, no, I was thinking potentially World of Warcraft, potentially Destiny.
I'm flabbergasted you didn't just say Destiny right off
the
bat.
Well, because I want to give it the benefit of a doubt.
There is no doubt to have.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I have a really good answer. I think. Oh, yeah, this is perfect. Best in category for massively multiplayer online game, Destiny.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right.
Fair enough. That was a lot of to-do for something you rolled it.
Did you hear that?
What?
Hear all the boos?
Hey. Shut up.
You suck. Ref, you suck. It's not even the right sport. Come on, guys. Get it together.
If you guys think Destiny counts.
No, Destiny definitely counts.
100% an MMO.
Cool. All right. Then, Connor, you're up. Read red with me first, then green.
All right. We got 3-14.
Okay. Actually, this will be cool. Best voice acting in a turn-based strategy.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
actually, this one's really easy for me, actually. So, since I already have an answer, I want you guys to throw out some guesses of what you think I might pick.
I was going to say Tactics, but they don't have voice acting until...
There's no voice acting
in the remake,
game.
In the PSP there.
Oh, I guess in the remake, yeah.
Turn-based strategy.
Not even close, no.
Not even
wow, dude, you really almost didn't even get it at all. Not
I'm
even
done.
Close.
Mega Man X or whatever
Lunar
it was.
Lunar 2. I'm going with Lunar 2.
Okay,
turn
you guys are awful.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
No, Lunar 2, fantastic JRPG with great live.
Is that a strategy game, though?
Strategy, not turn-based.
Strategy
game?
Well, it's a turn-based.
But hey, you have to move your characters around on the battlefield. That's strategy kind of like, isn't it?
I wouldn't categorize. It's more of an RPG than a strategy game.
Yeah, it's turn-based strategy.
Shoot. I guess that kind of throws things for a loop.
That's why I said this guy. That's the only thing I know as voice. Turn-based
strategy? No, I guess Tactics War of the Lions has to do
it.
You
guys think that like let's say Final Fantasy 3, you know, you go around, it's an RPG with turn-based battles. That's not turn-based strategy, though, I guess.
Yeah, that would be turn-based strategy.
Like,
that'd be a strategy
RPG.
What they're
getting at is like a grid-based game.
I mean, Civ is a turn-based strategy game, right, technically?
It's not an RPG.
Yeah, but it doesn't say RPG. It's just turn-based
Can I say Pillars of Eternity? That's a strategy game,
does
right?
Does it have voice acting?
Yeah.
Is it the best voice acting?
Yeah, it has outstanding voice acting.
And then that sounds like a pick right there.
Like a Baldur's Gate like D&D style game. That's a strategy game, right?
Yeah, because you pause the battles and you strategize what you're going to do.
This is turn-based strategy.
All right.
You're not pausing battles.
But it is turn-based. Like, because it rolls on all the same framework as Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay,
which is a
whatever,
turn-based
sure.
game. So. Pillars of Eternity, woo!
I've never played it, so I'll trust you.
Wow, so that wasn't a grid-like?
Technically it is, but it's like, we're going with it.
Okay, cool.
Fight.
All right, Nikolai.
We need to update our terms, man.
Yeah, definitely.
19 for red. 15 for green.
Worst humor in a party game.
All
right. Think of all the party games, you know.
Yeah, this is perfect for Nick.
Nick loves to play party games. That's like games where you form a party, right? To like clear dungeons
out. It's like games
where
you have to have fright.
You know what? Screw you guys. I think
free ends.
Screw you guys.
I think. We play this game a lot. I think we play this game a lot, and I don't like it. I don't like his stuff. Fibbage.
Okay.
I don't like his
little
quips.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That makes sense because it's funny, and we laugh at it, but we're laughing at our own content.
Yeah, we're not laughing at him.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Oh, that was a great answer, or whatever garbage they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Except that actually was kind of a great answer, buddy.
Yeah. That's really good. Good stuff, Nick.
All right.
Should come up with a really pretty decent answer for something like that.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All righty. Here we
guys
go.
Humor in a party.
Round two.
You guys don't believe in me?
Not at all. Oh, I mean, yeah, we do.
All right. 9 for red. It was 9. And then 11 for green.
Best humor in a roguelike.
In a roguelike?
Actually, this seems really easy to me.
I think that's going to be right up your alley.
A roguelike?
Yeah.
I don't know if I know very many funny roguelikes. Rogue Legacy isn't very funny.
Think about the descriptions for the characters like in the beginning of that game. Like for the different abilities that each descendant has.
Yeah.
I thought those were pretty hilarious.
Is it best humor, you said?
Best humor.
Best humor.
But think about all the roguelike games. Enter the Gungeon is technically...
Yeah, I was going to say, Enter the Gungeon, there's Spelunky, which isn't very funny, but that's out there. Trying to think, best humor.
That's something, I guess. Sorry, Spelunky devs.
It's a roguelike, but
because
it's not very funny.
Because you listen to this.
Yeah, I know, right? I might have to do... I mean, Enter the Gungeon's not very funny either. I don't know. None of them are really that funny. I guess
like Rogue Legacy is,
that might
like,
have to,
I've laughed multiple times at the descriptions for the Descendants and Rogue Legacy.
I think I might have to go with Rogue Legacy because like the bold and the beautiful or like loves the man or whatever. Like if it's yeah,
it just has humor, which is like enough to make it the funniest roguelike because roguelikes are not typically humorous in any way.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Jacobus Prime.
All right. We'll go with
3-8.
Best voice acting in an RPG.
Oh, jeez. Come on. You're getting lucky, man.
I am. I'm getting super lucky. I might go with, in fact, I... Well, which
Lunar
one?
Lunar 2.
Which one? Lunar 2, everybody.
Yeah.
Is his answer, like, on us? So if we say no, you're wrong?
No. Yeah, I mean, I get if you disqualify
it, I
guess.
That's his opinion, I think, is all it is.
Well, yeah, no one can win. But let's just, it's kind of an honor system.
Everybody
wins. Just, if you're just like,
honor.
I mean, there's nothing. So, I mean, I don't know. This is technically one of those genres, and I will just say that my opinion is that it's the best in this genre.
Here's how I think it works, guys.
I think we all win, and the listeners lose.
There you go.
So that's how this contest works.
Losers have to rate the other one really good on iTunes.
There you go.
For shame.
No, but I would say Mass Effect 2. No.
Yeah?
Okay.
What do you mean no?
No.
What's no?
No.
What?
I agree. Mass Effect 2 is good.
Yeah.
No. I think Nick
Wait, why are you saying
say
no?
No?
All right.
Mass Effect 3 is better.
You're up, Connor.
All right, dude.
You're up, Connor.
All right. Lady luck be kind.
That's a...
7, I think?
No, that's...
Or is it a 4?
That's an A.
That's a 2, it looks like.
We're re-rolling this bad boy.
Well,
that's not a real number. All right.
2012.
Or 12 for
12,
red.
12, 20.
Yeah.
So it is worst storyline in... In a MOBA.
You do have 3 skips. Mine.
Well, or hey, that's no. This one's pretty
yeah,
easy.
Yeah, I have some thoughts on this.
This one's
because
really
every
easy,
MOBA
man.
Has to have some kind of explanation as to why these
Does
why
it?
These
why
people are fighting in this place
yep.
and over what. So I don't play very many MOBAs, but I'm gonna go ahead and say.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Before this is read,
yes.
I think a fun little rule to add to this would be that nothing, the same answer can't be used twice.
Right.
Like we
I
can't
totally
use
agree.
The same game.
Well,
yeah.
not like if you, Nick, you say a game, I can't use it for any of my answers, for
right.
instance. I think that's a good. Sure. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there as a. Before you named your answer, because I figured
right.
that'll be relevant to your answer.
Yeah, sure. I'm going with Heroes of the Storm because literally the explanation for that game is there's a big storm in outer space and all the characters from all the different universes get sucked into it, into this magic place called the Nexus where they all have to fight for eternity for literally no reason.
Yep, there you go.
So
awesome.
As far as story, that's
pretty
goddamn
lazy. I didn't know you were such a nerd.
Lazy.
You knew the whole story? God.
Yeah, I watched the 2.5-minute trailer. But yeah, it's like literally Blizzard just came out and said... A bunch of random crap happened, and now all these people are fighting for eternity for whatever reason. So here's the game.
That's funny.
Worst story.
All right, Nick.
Not that it needs one.
1818.
Going for...
It's actually pronounced at.
Worst downloadable content in a sandbox game.
1818. Same deal. No, that can't be. I didn't roll
1818?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, no. Before it was... Wait, was it?
Yeah.
1818?
Yeah.
What did... Was it racing game or something?
Yeah, you...
Oh,
oh
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I re-rolled
yeah.
it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you did. Okay.
All right. Well, you can't pick Oblivion.
Yeah. Or you can use your skip to re-roll one or both. No.
Okay.
Quiet you. downloadable texture packs for Minecraft Console Edition.
Oh, that is
because you can do that for free on PC.
That's excellent.
Yeah, that's a great answer, actually.
Yeah,
and that's like the ultimate sandbox game.
Yeah,
so.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get an A+ for that.
Great. That was.
God, I'm just awesome.
No other review here.
That's just perfect.
Drink in this moment. It's fleeting.
So
let's do another round. And we'll we'll talk about length.
I would say, yeah, this is probably about the
final
the last round.
Right.
Final fibbage. Come on, nothing
with the
terrible.
The Dr. Orpheus voice.
All right, I got 9-12.
Best humor in a sim game, a simulation game.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll best humor because I got that last time, and I don't want to talk about humor again. One.
Best sim game.
Best
simulation.
Ooh, man. Mm. This is a great...
it's a great Nick game.
Many answers. So immediately what comes to mind is Harvest Moon Back to Nature. Because it was a
simulation game?
Absolutely a simulation.
It's a farm simulation.
Totally a life sim game.
Is it?
Well, I feel like that's a simulation game on the grounds that every game is a simulation game.
Like... I wouldn't even say that The Sims is a simulation game. Like,
okay,
that's getting a little crazy.
No, but isn't it like, because The Sims isn't realistic at all.
It doesn't have to be realistic. That's the whole point, is like you can simulate your own life how you want. Like, I would say Animal Crossing is a
basically
sim game.
Basically, your only choice is Gran Turismo. This is your only option.
I would say Roller Coaster Tycoon is a simulation game because you're simulating being a tycoon.
Honestly, if this was my question, I might pick Roller Coaster Tycoon. That game is so fantabulous.
I thought it was something like, you know,
Euro Truck Simulator.
Well, yeah, things like that, or like Ace Combat.
What's that,
you know,
what's
like,
that one game where you're just driving through the desert and your car pitches
bus?
Left?
Desert Bus.
Desert Bus. Best simulation game ever.
I already know the simulation game I would pick. You guys probably know.
Well, I'm not asking, so.
Well, all right. So,
I mean, if you guys will allow it, that's going to be my choice.
Well, go for it. Go for it, yeah.
You got my vote.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Harvest Moon Back to Nature just because it was my first game of that ilk, and... I don't know, I just have a lot of good memories of it. Replayed it many times, and yeah, it's fun. It's a good game. All right,
cool.
Fun little game. Harvest Moon Back to Nature.
So what were you going to say, Nick?
MechWarrior.
If that fits your guys' definition.
We're going to have to put down some legislation on what's a simulation.
You're simulating being in a giant mech.
You're simulating doing any goddamn thing.
Doom is a simulator of being a demon killer, killing demons.
There you go.
Exactly.
All right, so I've got best storyline in... best storyline in a tower defense. but actually, you know what? I have a pretty good one for this.
Okay.
Defense Grid. Defense Grid is really... It's really cool because you're on...
You picked the wrong one.
What? What would you pick?
Star Fox Guard.
No.
Hey,
absolutely not.
It's not Tower Defense.
No, but the best storyline in Tower Defense because best storyline, right?
Defense Grid.
Best storyline in Tower Defense, right. So yeah, Defense Grid, it's super cool because it's basic, right? But it's like you crash land on this planet, you find this AI, and you're trying to recover his memory cores and all that, and he has to keep them in like at his station. And so then these aliens are coming, and they're trying to grab him and then take him away, and you're trying to stop them from doing that. But it's just like the voice acting for it's super cool. Like every level has like a point, like you're doing it for a reason, and it's advancing some sort of part of the story. It's like, it's pretty cool.
Tower Defense with a plot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was awesome.
I would pick Gem TD. You're a floating peon that runs around. Nah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's a pretty great story line. It takes about 3.5 seconds to explain. Red first?
Yep.
12.
One.
Worst storyline in an action adventure.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's doable.
Wow, it's actually kind of difficult. I'm trying to think of games that just have like complete POS storylines.
Just rock the boat, man. Uncharted 4.
I'm out.
Oh, man.
Zelda Ocarina of Time, terrible.
That would indeed light the entire world on fire. Wow, there's so many damn action-adventure games. You know what? I'm just going to re-roll the descriptor. So I'll keep action-adventure games and I'll re-roll
the award. Okay, re-rolling the award. All right.
Bugsy
all right.
3D.
What do we got?
18.
You sure?
Am I going to be upset?
We all know 18, guys. Worst DLC.
Yeah.
In an action-adventure game.
Why do we keep rolling 18?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely
some
DLC.
There's some, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's just kind of a tough one because there's...
Was there any DLC in Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah, but it was nothing that like changed anything about the game that I noticed.
Well, that's... So, it's worse DLC.
I'm rerolling again. I'm all right,
do it.
18.
No, just kidding. Best game mechanic in an action adventure.
Ooh.
Okay, this is really easy, actually. Okay. Gravity Gun, Half-Life 2.
Nice, perfect.
Okay, yeah.
What is that? That's an action adventure?
Technically, anything's an action adventure.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, I mean,
an adventure
game
is where you're going from point A to B with like never going anywhere else.
I guess
you're
so, but I'm pretty sure the action adventure part would never be attributed.
What is an action adventure game?
Well, something
then?
Like
does it have to be third person?
Well, like Zelda. Yeah, maybe is it third person? What do you guys think?
I don't think the person orientation should matter.
No, first person action adventure.
I think Half-Life 2 is an archetypical action adventure.
Action
game.
Adventure is a huge, broad term for games. So you're just lucky that you got that.
So yeah, Gravity Gun, Half-Life 2. I mean, how many times has there been a horde of zombies coming at you and you pick up a barrel full of oil and shoot it right at their faces and they all burst into flame?
Yep. That's great. Love it.
We all remember how that feels.
Totally. Okay, cool.
10, 13.
Last turn, by the way.
Best multiplayer.
It's so perfect.
In a tower defense. Best multiplayer in tower defense.
Yeah, it's
man.
Actually anything. Basically, easy. Just say Warcraft 3.
Yeah, right.
What? Which map in Warcraft 3?
Well, that's
well,
it's
a bunch
your...
that require really cool teamwork.
Hold on, Nick.
Yeah.
Best multiplayer in a tower defense. Come on.
Like Burbanog TD. Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out my best one.
Okay.
You know, I really like the first Winter Mall.
Yeah.
That was oh my god. The malls were the so best.
Simpsons Mall, Shopping Mall. You know, all these ones, so good.
Those are incredible.
Is there seriously one called Shopping Mall, or are you being silly? No. Oh, okay.
Like, all the different races you can choose as are different shops in the mall. And one of them is, like, the sex shop, and, like, your starting tower is just, like, big old dildo, naturally. Because someone had to create a model for that and import it into the map editor.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Wow. It's just, that game, it requires everyone to be perfect.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome.
And then you could be at that skill level where you could just, like, you know, you could get rid of all the top guys and just be, like, on the bottom.
Take their kills to
just malls
farm.
Were the best. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had so
They're
much fun
worth
playing those.
I still have a bunch saved on my computer.
We got to play it.
We should. We should organize, like, a LAN party with those. Dude. Man, those were incredible.
I've been planning a Warcraft 3 revival for, like, or just years, you know. Always trying to get
more
people back.
It's a 3-vival.
The Warcraft 3-vival.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Well, so I'm pretty sure we're all done. What do you guys say changing the rules next time to just one answer that you can't get and then you're out?
Yeah.
And you get two rerolls, something like that.
This time, nobody wins, everybody loses.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Yep. Sound fair?
And again, remember, loser has to rate the other ones well on iTunes. So make sure to do that. All the losers will do it. You know, I'm sure the listeners will do it because, you know, they're good people. No,
I could never rate this podcast well on iTunes.
Never, not at all.
I can't bring myself to do it, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't, dear friends,
dear listeners. Well, I think that was a pretty solid episode of the LSG podcast.
I'm glad we could opine about Pokemon Go because that is the hottest topic around right now.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't pertain to like real world issues, of course.
I'm just I'm glad that we have Connor on the show because he uses the word opine.
He's got
my favorite kind of tree.
He's got that verbose vocabulary. We're really curious to see how our picks, you know, play out as the months go on. And
can't wait to be the victor.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the LHG podcast. Make sure to leave a comment. Tell us what you thought of the game. Maybe leave some of your suggestions for your biggest picks.
And you know,
more rule changes.
I'm curious to see if you guys have any. If you disagree with any of our rulings on the show about like different genres or what's allowed, what's not allowed. Just to see what you guys thought about the whole game because we're definitely looking for some refinement notes.
Yeah, because we clearly had it totally nailed down the last time.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Boo-boo.